我们在很多的事情上面都希望我们的服事能够讨主的喜悦。
In many things, we hope that our services is pleasing to the Lord.
可是有多少人能够肯定你的服事是讨神喜悦的呢？
But how many of you can be sure that your service is pleasing to the Lord?
我想今天我想从新约圣经中的有一段经文。
Today I hope that through a passage in the New Testament.
我们来看耶稣他亲自亲口所肯定的一件事情。
Let us look at something that Lord Jesus himself had confirmed.
这件事情当耶稣看到的时候，他就肯定说这是一件美事。
When Lord Jesus saw this, he confirmed it himself and said, "This is a good work."
所以，当我们如果能够从今天的经文里面，我们来发掘其中的要素。
If we can find the key points through the passage today,
所以在我们的生活侍奉里面，我们就可以知道怎么样才讨主的喜悦。
And then in our daily service to the Lord, we will know how to please Him.
好吧，弟兄姊妹，我们打开马可福音。
Brothers and sisters, let's turn to the Gospel Book of Mark.
我们打开马可福音第十四章。
Gospel Book of Mark, chapter 14.
翻到了以后，我们一起来，我们要从第一节读到第九节。
Once you found it, let's read together from verse 1 through 9.
翻到了，我们一起中英文，我们一起来读。
Once we find it, let's read English and Chinese at the same time.
来，过两天是月节，又是除酵节，祭司长和文士小法子怎样用诡计捉拿耶稣杀他？只是说当节的日子不可，恐怕百姓生乱。耶稣在伯大尼长大麻风的西门家里坐席的时候，有一个女人拿着一玉瓶至贵的真拿达香膏来，打破玉瓶，把膏浇在耶稣的头上。有几个人心中很不喜悦，说何用这样枉费香膏呢？这香膏可以卖三十多两银子，周济穷人。他们就向那女人生气。耶稣说，由她吧，为什么难为她呢？她在我身上做的是一件美事，因为常有穷人和你们同在，要向他们行善，随时都可以，只是你们不常有我。他所做的是尽他所能的，他是为我安葬的事，把香膏预先浇在我身上。我实在告诉你们，普天之下，无论在什么地方传这福音，也要述说这女人所做的，以为纪念。这一段经文我相信我们中间很多人都蛮熟悉的。
I think these verses many of us are very familiar with.
这一段经文在整本四福音书里面也都有记载。
And these verses are recorded throughout the four gospels.
我们今天只选了马可福音这一段来从其中来看其中的重点。
We've only chosen the part from the gospel book of Mark to look at the main points.
这一段的背景讲到说在最后一次耶稣要被钉死前的一个逾越节。
These verses talk about, the background talks about the last time Lord Jesus was having Passover before he was crucified.
事实上离他被钉差不多只剩下几天的时间了。
It was just a few days away from his crucifixion.
这个时候耶稣他又回到了一个伯大尼有一个人的家里面。
And at this time, Lord Jesus returned to someone's house in Bethany.
这里说是到了一个长大麻风的西门家里。
Here it says that he went to the house of Simon the leper.
所以我们肯定这个长大麻风的他应该是已经是医好了，他是怀着感恩的心接待耶稣到他家里来。
We are sure that this person who had leper is already healed, and it is with a heart of thanksgiving that he receives Lord Jesus into his house.
因为在那天坐席的时候，有许多的客人在那里。
Because at that day there were many guests sitting at the table.
这个时候有一个女人，这里说她拿着一瓶极贵的真拿达香膏。
And then it says that a woman came having an alabaster flask of very costly oil of spikenard.
她拿了这瓶香膏竟然把它打破了，而且全部 都浇在耶稣的头上。
And then she broke the flask and poured all of it on Jesus' head.
我们从其他的福音书对照的时候，尤其约翰福音告诉我们说，这个女人叫做玛利亚。
When we look at this in correspondence with other gospel books, especially in the gospel book of John, it tells us that this woman's name is Mary.
在伯大尼有一个家庭是耶稣非常喜爱的。
In Bethany, there is a family that Lord Jesus very much loves.
这个家庭里面有三个姐弟。
And in this family, there are three brothers and sisters.
马大、玛利亚还有他们的兄弟叫做拉撒路。
It was Martha, Mary, and their brother Lazarus.
如果我们有圣经的背景的话，我们知道在前不久，拉撒路才从死里面复活起来，是耶稣使他复活的。
If we know the scripture, then we know just not long before Lord Jesus had resurrected Lazarus from death.
这个家庭，圣经形容他们是每一个人都爱耶稣。
The scripture describes this family as everyone in the family loves the Lord.
尤其这个玛利亚，她每次耶稣在她家里面讲道的时候，她总是坐在耶稣的脚前。
And especially Mary, every time Lord Jesus preached at her house, she would be sitting in front of his feet.
而在这里告诉我们说，这一天在这个长大麻风的被医好的西门的家里坐席的时候。
And then the scripture tells us that that day at the house of Simon the leper who's been healed.
玛利亚她拿着香膏来到了这个人的家里面。
Mary took a flask of oil and came to this house.
而在马太福音里面很有意思的，她说玛利亚怎么样找机会去靠近耶稣旁边呢？
And then in the Gospel book of Matthew, it very interestingly talked about how Mary was looking for opportunities to be close to Jesus.
她说玛利亚趁耶稣坐下的时候。
It said that Mary took the opportunity when Jesus sat down.
可见耶稣那天在这个人的家里面，他可能非常的忙，很多的人要跟他讲话。
We can imagine that that day Jesus was very busy. Many people wanted to speak to him.
而玛利亚她终于找到了一个空档，看耶稣要坐下来的时候，她马上的跑到前面去。
And Mary finally found an empty space, and she immediately wanted to be next to Jesus.
可是她到在众人这样看着她到前面的时候，她做了一件很奇怪的事情。
And then when everyone was looking at her, she did a very strange thing.
她把她拿了一个玉瓶的香膏，而且这里面是装的非常贵的真拿达香膏。
She took an alabaster flask, one that is filled with very costly oil of spikenard.
她不是把它打开抹一点到耶稣的身上。
She didn't just open it up and pour out a little bit and anointed Jesus.
她好像等不及的就在那里找了一个地方把玉瓶打破了。
And it's as if she was in such a hurry that she couldn't wait. She found a place to break the glass, to break the flask.
就把整个玉瓶的香膏完全的浇在耶稣的头上。
And then she took the entire flask and poured all of the oil onto Jesus.
这件事情是不寻常的事情。
This is an abnormal thing.
虽然在当时的习俗，有客人到家里来的时候，主人会给他洗脚，给他抹油。
Even though it is the custom at the time, if guests come over to the house, then the host will wash their feet and anoint oil on their feet.
可是也没有人这样做，说把一整个玉瓶的最贵的香膏把它用在客人的身上。
But no one would use an entire flask of expensive oil to anoint someone.
所以在旁边的客人里面看了就有人讲话了。
And then the people who were sitting around, they spoke.
这几个人讲话的人，他们所发出的第一个问题说，为什么要这么浪费呢？
The first question these people asked was, why would you be so wasteful?
你注意刚刚马可福音这里指的说，还不是只是讲，随便讲一下，他说他们心中非常的不高兴。
And if you pay attention to a gospel book of Mark said, they weren't just not pleased, they were indignant.
你如果看到别人乱花钱，你会不会不高兴？
If you see other people being wasteful, would you be angry?
我们想说那是他家的，是他有钱，所以他怎么花？
We would think it's his money, not it's his business. He can spend it however he likes.
可是你如果看到你太太乱花钱，或者你先生乱花钱的话，你才会有那种好像伤到痛到我的身上了，我说很不喜悦。
And it is only if you see your wife or your husband being wasteful about money, then it is as if it is hurting you yourself, and you will be very angry.
而这些人在别的福音书里面说，这几个人是耶稣的门徒啊。
In other gospel books, it says that these people are Jesus' disciples.
这些门徒跟耶稣那么久了。
These disciples have followed him for so long.
他看到有一个女人把这么好的礼物送给他的老师的时候。
When they saw that there's this woman who gave their teacher such a great gift.
他们心中很不高兴。
They were very displeased.
其中特别有一个人叫做犹大。
And especially one among them whose name is Judas.
其他的福音书里面说，这个人他不但不高兴，而且他讲话了。
And in other gospel books, it said that this person not only was he upset, but he spoke as well.
他第一个说，他说这个香膏可以卖30两银子，为什么不拿去周济穷人呢？
He said this oil can be sold for 30 denaries. Why not sell it and give it to the poor?
这个三十两银子在当时是差不多一年的工价。
The 300 denarii at the time is practically a whole year's salary at that time.
犹大他是一个管钱的人。
Judas is someone who is in charge of money.
他就在那几天里面，他也去把耶稣卖掉了。
And within those few days, he also sold Jesus.
他卖掉的也就是这三十两银子。
And then what he sold Jesus for was 300 denarii.
所以他当在这里看到这个女人把这一整瓶一年工资的香膏打破放在耶稣的身上的时候，
When he saw that this woman broke a flask of very expensive oil of spikenard and poured on Jesus.
他们不但生气，而且生气很有理。
Not only were they very upset, but they were upset for a good reason.
他说为什么不周济穷人呢？
He said, why not use it to help the poor?
如果把这个钱用来去送到孤儿院救济穷人更有价值呀。
If you take this money and send it to an orphanage to help the poor people, wouldn't it be more valuable?
因为你就算耶稣的头发再干再需要这个油，你整瓶涂上去隔几个钟头顶多隔一夜就要通通洗掉了嘛。
And even if the hair of Jesus is very dry and you break this flask and you pour all of it on him, then it'll only last a few hours and perhaps through the night, but then you have to wash it off.
所以他们向这个女人生气。
Therefore, they were indignant toward this woman.
可是这时候耶稣他就站起来讲话了。
But at that time, Jesus stood up and said,
因为我们相信这个女人她一点都没有为自己辩解的意思。
Because we know this woman probably had no intention to defend herself.
而且在那个时候都是这些大使徒啊、大门徒啊，他们在旁边，他们指责他浪费。
And at that time, it was Jesus' disciples, the big disciples, who were accusing her.
这个时候耶稣替他讲话了。
And then at that time, Lord Jesus spoke for her.
他说你们不要难为他。
He said, let her alone, do not trouble her.
他因为他在我身上做的是一件美事。
And he said, she has done a good work for me.
然后耶稣就讲了为什么是一件美事的原因。
And then Lord Jesus spoke about why is this a good work.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天让我们来注意耶稣讲的这个美事的原因里面有几个要素。
Brothers and sisters, let us pay attention that there are few elements about why Jesus called this a beautiful thing, a good work.
我们每一个人在我们的生活上面，我们是不是都想要讨主的喜欢？
Each one of us in our daily lives, are we all trying to please the Lord?
我们在教会的侍奉，甚至我们在家庭生活里面，我们希望我们能够被主肯定。
In our service in church or in our daily lives in our family, we want to be confirmed by the Lord.
可是到底在神的眼光中，一件美事有什么特性呢？
But in God's eyes, what are the characteristics of a good work?
第一个，我们看第七节。
First, let's look at verse 7.
我们好不好一起来读？
Let's read it together.
第七节。
Verse 7.
来，因为常有穷人和你们同在，要向他们行善，随时都可以，只是你们不常有我。这里，我在下面的讲解的时候，我这四个要素提出来的时候，也顺便可以解答刚刚门徒们所问的两个问题。
And when we look at these four elements, four characteristics of why this is a good work, it will also answer the two questions the disciples had.
这两个问题是第一个，为什么这么浪费呢？
Those two questions, first is why be so wasteful?
第二个问题是为什么不用在穷人的身上呢？
And the second question is why not use it for the poor?
当耶稣回答这一件事情的时候，
And when Jesus answered these,
他第一个讲出来的是说，因为你们常常，你们的心中常常是挂在穷人的身上。
And then when Lord Jesus said, he said, your heart is often connected with the poor.
他并没有说去关心穷人是不好的。
He didn't say that it's wrong to care for the poor.
你们周围常常有许多的穷人，可是你们要跟他们行善，随时都可以。
You have a lot of poor people around you, and you can do good to them whenever you wish.
可是这里说到，只是你们怎么样？
And then he said here, but you
不常有我。
But me, you do not have always.
所以这里说到了这个美事的第一个要素。
And here it talks about the first characteristic of a good work.
就是心中常常有主。
And it is to often have the Lord in your heart.
很多的时候我们的心思意念不在主的身上。
Many times our mind and our heart is not on our Lord.
所以我们常常在主以外的事物虽然是好的，可是可能不一定在主的面前被他肯定是一件美事。
And then oftentimes we always think about things outside of the Lord, and perhaps these things are good, but it is not considered as a good work by the Lord.
难道我们的主这么自私，这么小气吗？
Is our Lord so selfish?
他难道一定要人家的心里面常常想到他才算是美吗？
Is he so selfish and stingy that he wants people to think often about him, and only then is it beautiful?
当我们想到穷人的时候，我们去帮助穷人的时候不可以吗？
And when we think of poor people, can we not help them?
哦，原来不是这样的。
But actually it is not so.
因为耶稣在这里让我们看到了一个真正的爱是要先从心里面有主发出来，才在主的面前有价值的。
And but because here the Lord shows us that true love only has value before the Lord when you first have Lord in your heart.
当我们有一个真的爱的时候，发表出来的时候，这个价钱跟它的价值是不一样的事。
When we finally manifest the love, its price and its worth are different.
你知道，这里我要再次跟弟兄姊妹强调这一个观念，就是价钱价 price 非常好，跟价值跟这个 value worth 是不是一件事情？
I must emphasize here the difference between the price and the value, the worth of something.
你知道，当我们去买一件东西的时候
，You know, when we go purchase something,
它可以标一个价钱。
It may have, it has a price tag on it.
你要买它，是因为你觉得这个东西值那个价值。
And you want to buy it because you think the price is worth the value.
你有没有看到很多人坐飞机跑来跑去去买了一个破瓶子跑回来，好贵了。
Have you ever seen people who?Fly around the world and they buy these broken vases and it's so expensive.
他们很多时候买了一幅画回来，我看我儿子三岁的时候就能画出那种画。
And they purchase a painting and I say my son can draw this when he's 3 years old.
价钱跟价值在一个要拥有的人心中是不一样的事。
The price and the value is different in a person's heart.
当他看到了这个东西有确实值得他摆上的时候，那个价钱对他来讲没有问题。
When he sees something that he believes the value is worth it, then the price is not a problem.
是不是这样呢？
Is that true?
我们回想一下，我们很多的，我们宗教有许多的姊妹，我们留在家里面照应我们的家庭。
If we remember, we have many sisters who have decided to stay at home to care for the family.
你真正的价值，爱的价值，不能够用价钱来算的。
The true value of love cannot be priced.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们中间也有一些年轻的孩子在这里。
And we also have some young people among us.
我要让你们知道，你们的妈妈、你们的父母留在家里面，他看重你的价值。重于他在外面能够赚到的价钱。
I want you to know that the value your parents have placed on you by staying at home far surpasses the money they can make outside.
所以当我们真的从爱里面出来的时候，那个价钱不在我们的眼里面。
And when we truly come from love, then the price doesn't matter to us.
所以你看，当这个玛利亚她把那个最贵的香膏把它打碎的时候
，And when Mary when she broke the most expensive oil，
对一个真正对主有爱的人，这一年的工价算不得什么。
For someone who truly has love for Lord Jesus, this 1 year salary is nothing.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我们要爱主的时候，第一个要素是你做任何事情，你心中是有主。
Brothers and sisters, for those of us who truly love the Lord, we must remember that when we do something, then the first thing is that we must have Lord, we must love the Lord in our heart.
如果在我们做许多的事情的时候，我们心里面所想的是人家对我的称赞。
If when we do things, what we think about in our heart are men's praises for us.
或者我心中所想的我是那个工作的成绩。
If what you think about is the value, the result of your work.
在主的眼里面，这可能不是一件美事。
Then perhaps in the Lord's eye, this is not good work.
而且在心中有主的时候，我们会看到在这里他是尽他所能的。
And we see that here, she was doing all she can.
因为第八节里面说到，她所做的是尽她所能的。
Because in verse 8 it says, she has done what she could.
当我们有真的爱的时候，我们摆上来的东西是竭尽我所能的。
And when we have love in our heart, what we offer up, we offer with all we can.
我们怎么爱主呢？
How do we love the Lord?
我们有没有尽上我们所能？
Have we offered up all we can?
我们常常说我们时间不够。
We often say that we don't have enough time.
我们也常常说我们的金钱不够。
We often say that we don't have enough money.
或者说我们没有才干。
Or we say we don't have any ability.
可是你要知道，主所期盼我们不是我们真的去做一些体力外面一直劳碌的事情。
But you know, the Lord, what he's hoping for is not those things on the outside, the physical activities that you do.
他宝贝我们那个心里面是不是愿意把我们所有的献给主。
He treasures in our heart whether or not we are willing to offer everything up to him.
你是不是尽你所能的愿意把你的主权交给主。
Are you willing to hand over the sovereignty of your life over to him?
我曾经听过一个例子。
I've once heard an example.
我今天匆匆忙忙，我本来道具都带着，还摆在车上，我没拿下来。
And I was in such a hurry this morning that I had these props that I brought with me, but they're in a car.
因为我想，如果有实际的东西，你们看的印象会更深刻一点。
Because I thought if you see these physical things, then you can it'll leave a deeper impression.
不过，我想大家用点想象力也一样。
But I think it'll be the same if we just use a bit of imagination.
你们想，这里我手上如果拿着是一个瓶子，一个透明的瓶子。
If you just imagine that I have this empty glass in my hand.
这个透明的瓶子，它里面的空间就代表我们每一个人所有的时间、金钱、才干。
What this glass represents, what it is filled in this glass is our money, our time, our ability.
而在这个有限的这个空间里面，财力里面，我们要做许多的事情。
And within this limited space of money and time, we have to do many things.
首先我们说，我们其中里面有好多个大的东西摆在里面，那代表着我们一天八个小时要在公司里上班。
And you know, there's few big items that you have to put in there. First, we have to work 8 hours at work.
或者这里面说我们的钱里面有三分之一已经付掉我们的房子的 mortgage，
and then a third of our money goes towards mortgage。
或者说，这里面我有许多的亲人要照顾，已经把我的爱、我的精力都用得差不多了。
And then I have many relatives, families that I have to care for that uses up all my energy.
所以你想想看，这一个大玻璃瓶子里面已经有许多大块的空间被占去了。
And then you can imagine within this big glass, there are a lot of big space that's been taken up already.
那我们说，我还有多少的空间可以为主用呢？
And then we say, how much more room do I have left to be used by the Lord?
可是你会很稀奇的是，当很多的事情砸进来的时候。
But what you will find amazing is that as things keep on falling in.
比如说今天你的公司叫你说你一定要去加班了。
If your company says today you have to go work overtime.
或者你的孩子今天突然你们觉得说啊，他必须要学钢琴，我就再给他 加上钢琴课，加上小提琴课。
And or perhaps you feel that your children must learn how to play piano, so now you have to take them to piano or violin lessons.
哦，这个孩子，我想他要考好学校，所以我要再花点钱送他去补 SAT。
And I want my child to go to a good university, therefore I'm going to send them to extra classes to learn SAT.
所以这个瓶子里面，你发现除了大块的东西以外，还有很多中块的东西，一些东西都跑进来，又把它塞得差不多了。
And you find that outside of these big blocks in your glass, then there are these medium blocks that's filling it up as well.
哦，你说我实在是没有办法，我精疲力尽，我已经再不可能有时间来服侍主，来亲近主了。
And you say, I am totally exhausted. There is no way I can serve the Lord.
可是突然有一个紧急的电话来了。
And then there's an emergency phone call.
啊，他要你回大陆，回台湾一趟。
And then it asks you to go back to China or to go back to Taiwan.
啊，不论是什么事，你终于要挤出时间，你也去了。
And no matter what it is, you have to squeeze out the time and then you have to go.
可是回来的时候，你再花加倍的时间，又把事情又补起来了。
And then after you come back, you have to spend extra time to fill everything, to make everything up.
今天孩子又发生了这个事，家里又有的水管又破了，你总是还是可以把它解决。
And you know, then something happened to your children, or the water pipe in your house is broken. There are always things happening that you can resolve.
所以你会慢慢发现说，奇怪，我这个瓶子，我明明一开始的时候，我认为我已经没有时间了，没有精力的，没有金钱了。可是现在很多的事情来的时候，我总要去应付它。
And you find what's amazing is that this glass that you thought has been already completely filled up, that when extra things come, you can always resolve it.
而且到最后你说实在是没有办法。
And then at the end, lastly, you say, I really cannot do anything.
可是你发现没有，这个瓶子你还可以把沙子摆进去，还是有空间可以站。
And then you find that you can still pour sand into this glass. There's still room.
就算沙子摆完了以后，你发现实在没有空间了。
And then after you fill it up with sand, you'll find that there's really no more room.
你如果拿个水倒一下去的话，还是可以站。
And then if you pour it in with water, you can still find space.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，好像我们的时间精力都没有办法再分一点给主了。
It is as if our time, our energy, we cannot spare any for the Lord.
可是你相信我。
But believe me.
你心中有主的时候。
When you have the Lord in your heart.
你愿意尽你所能的时候。
When you are willing to do all that you can.
圣灵要给你力量。
Then the Holy Spirit will give you strength.
圣灵要给你恩典。
The Holy Spirit will give you grace.
你永远可以找出时间来亲近主。
You will always be able to find time to be close to the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，请不要误会我。
Brothers and sisters, do not misunderstand me.
我并不是说每一个人都要站出来领诗，每个人都要站出来讲道。
I'm not saying that everyone has to come up here to lead the hymn or everyone has to come up here to preach.
我不是指外面的这些的侍奉。
I'm not talking about these services on the outside.
虽然在外面的侍奉也需要时间，需要准备。
Of course, these outside services also need time, need preparation.
当你心中有主的时候，而且你愿意尽其所能的时候，神有更多的恩典给你。
When you are willing to serve the Lord from your heart, and when you're willing to offer all that you can, the Lord will give you special grace.
可是当我们真的是愿意心中有主，尽我们所能的时候，我们可以先从我们把心献给主开始。
But when we have the Lord in our heart, and when we are willing to do all we can, then we can start with offering ourselves to the Lord.
你一天里面有多少的时间愿意安静在主的面前呢？
How much time during the day are you willing to rest before the Lord?
你在跟主斤斤计较那个半个钟头的时间吗？
Are you really calculating that half an hour with the Lord?
神给你在跟神斤斤计较那个十一奉献的数字吗？
Are you carefully calculating the tithe that you have to offer?
弟兄姊妹们，在神的眼光里面，他最重要的美事，至少我们看到两个特质。
Brothers and sisters, from the Lord's perspective, what he considers as good work, we have already seen two parts, two elements of it.
第一个，是不是你心中常有主？
First, is it are do you often have the Lord in your heart?
第二个, 你是不是竭尽你所能的?
And secondly, are you doing all that you can?
在这里说, 如果我们常有穷人与我们同在,
Here it says that if we often have the poor with us,
可是我们如果心中没有主的话, 我们就是去服侍那个穷人, 也不讨神的喜悦。
But if we do not have the Lord in our heart and we serve this poor, then it is not pleasing to the Lord.
我不记得我有没有跟弟兄姊妹们谈过一个见证。
I don't remember if I have shared one testimony with you.
就是有位姊妹她告诉我说她在北京街头她去买馒头。
The story is about a sister who was trying to buy a bun on a street in Beijing.
她买了两三个馒头以后正要走。
She bought two or three of them, and she was just about to leave.
这时候在旁边就有一个穷人就过来了，就告诉他说：“说大娘啊，我很饿，我没有钱买东西，能不能这个送给我？”
And then, as just about she was about to leave, there's this poor person who came over and said, "I am really hungry. Can you give this to me?"
所以当这个姊妹看到这个穷人，她心里面就动了慈心。
And when our sister saw this poor person, the merciful heart in her was moved.
所以她就把她买的馒头就给她。
And then she gave the bun to the poor.
她自己再掏点钱，再买几个馒头。
And then she spent more money to buy extra buns.
这个人拿了馒头，她不走，站在旁边。
And this person, she took the bun and she wasn't leaving.
她看她再买了几个的时候。
And when she saw that she bought a few extra,
这个人就开口了。
This person asked,
他说,你看我这么大的个子,这两三个怎么够呢?
She said, look at me, I'm so big, these two buns, they're just not enough.
他说,能不能再给我买几个?
She said, can you buy a few of extra for me?
这个姊妹,她前面有的那个恻隐之心,一下子扫光了。
And this sister, the mercy that she had in her heart just totally disappeared.
她在买的时候,她心里本来在想说, 哎呦,我今天做了一件好事,我为了这个穷人。
When she was purchasing her buns the second time, she thought, I'm helping a poor person, I have done good work today.
可是当她一看到这个人的贪心的时候,她那个爱穷人的心一下一扫而空。
But when she saw the greed of this poor person, then her love just totally dissipated.
不但没有,而且她想把那几个馒头新买的当手榴弹把它炸下去。
Not only did her love dissipate, but the new buns that she purchased, she just wanted to throw them at that person. When this sister came to share this with me,
其实她带着是一个很痛悔的心,
she had a repentant heart with her.
因为她发现她的爱实在是非常的有限,
because she found out that her love is very limited.
因为她发现说,她如果不是心中用主的眼光去看所有的人事物的时候,
because she found that if in her heart she does not look at things and people through God's perspective,
人是爱不来的,
then men does not know how to love.
就是穷人在你旁边,你爱不来的,
and even if you have the poor next to you, you don't know how to love them.
你不是从心里面真实的爱他的,
you are not truly loving them from your heart.
你也没有竭尽你所能的去爱他的,
and you are not loving them with all you can.
哦,亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
你在服侍人的时候,
when you're serving men,
你越在主的面前蒙圣灵光照,
the more you have the light of the Holy Spirit shine on you,
你会发现在我们里面一点良善都没有,
and then you will find that we have no goodness at all in us.
尤其像我们这些现在是全职做传道的人,
especially for those of us who are serving the Lord full time now,
在教会里面做负责的弟兄们,
the brothers and sisters who are leading in church,
当然有困难一次两次到你面前的时候,
when difficulties come before you once and twice,
你的心里面真的那样子的无限的来包容他吗?
Do you have an unlimited heart to endure these people?
我就发现在我的服事里面有很多的失败。
I find that in my service, I have many failures.
有时候我们要爱人,帮助人,反而没有达到那个效果。
Many times we want to love people and help them, but ultimately we cannot achieve that.
有时候反而带给人家伤害。
And sometimes we bring them hurt.
因为我们又没有用主的眼光去看这一些事物。
Because we did not look at these things from the Lord's perspective.
因为我们里面没有主真的爱的那个性情。
Because we do not have the Lord's love, His the love characteristic in our heart.
我们也保留我们所能的。
And we hold back what we can.
我们没有完全的为主。
We are not completely for the Lord.
那在这里又说到了一件美事的第三个特质。
And then here it talks about the third element of good works.
第八节里面说到,
In verse 8 it says,
他说他是为我安葬的事,
She has come beforehand for my body of burial
把香膏预先浇在我的身上,
and came beforehand to anoint my body.
所以我们看到这一件美事有第三个特质, 乃是与主的死有关系的。
And here we see that this element about the good work, it is related to God.
而当他把他自己的香膏, 他自己所有的去跟主的死联合的时候,
when she connects all she has with the Lord,
在神的眼光里面说,
and then from the Lord's perspective, it is good work.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
Dear brothers and sisters,
如果我们所有的奉献, 我们所做的不是向着自己的死, 向着主的活的话,
if all we do it is not towards our death and the Lord's living life,
在神的眼光里面, 可能不是一件美事,
then perhaps from the Lord's perspective it is not a beautiful thing.
一件美事的第三个特质乃是我们与主同死。
The third element, the third characteristic of good work is that we die with the Lord.
而且我们与主同活,
and then we resurrect with Him.
因为我们所有奉献的是在主的身上,
because all that we offer is unto the Lord.
所以当他复活的时候, 就与我们有份。
And therefore, when He is resurrected, then we can partake in it.
而且这个与主同死同活还有时间性的。
And then this to die and to live with the Lord, it has a time element to it.
在这里我们看到玛利亚是预先为着主的死来预备的。
Here we see that Mary was preparing beforehand for the Lord's death.
同样的，也有许多的不同的人，他们为主的死安葬有预备。
There are many other people who prepared for the Lord's burial.
圣经告诉我们说，当耶稣的尸体从十字架上拿下来的时候，
the scripture tells us that when Jesus' body was removed from the cross,
有两个很尊贵社会有地位的人，
and there were two noble men.
一个叫做尼哥底母，
one is called Nicodemus.
一个叫做 那个约瑟， 一个财主叫做约瑟，
and then the other one is a landlord called Joseph.
这两个人都是暗中来做门徒的，
and those two people were disciples. They were in a hidden.
尼哥底母是当时被人家所尊重的一个老人家。
And Nicodemus is an elder person who was very well respected.
他也曾经在夜里面来请问耶稣关于重生的道理。
And he had once approached Jesus at night to ask about to be reborn.
而这个财主约瑟呢, 他更是愿意把他自己的坟墓让给耶稣来用。
And this landlord Joseph, he was willing to give up his own tomb to bury Jesus.
他们两个人在耶稣从十字架上拿下来的时候, 他们用了100斤的香膏。
And when Jesus was removed from the cross, they used 100 pounds of fragrant oil to wrap Jesus in linen.
他们花了很多的钱，很多的精力。
They spent a lot of money and a lot of energy.
可是很可惜的一件事情。
However, unfortunately,
当坟墓空的时候,
when the tomb was empty,
当耶稣被复活升天的时候,
when the Lord was resurrected and ascended to heaven,
他们所有的香膏都跟那个裹尸巾一起留在坟墓里了。
And all of their fragrant oil and the linen they used to wrap Jesus, they were left in a tomb.
一点都没有带到永恒里去。
And none of it were taken into eternity.
而这个玛利亚, 她所用的这一瓶香膏,
and Mary, the fragrant oil that she used,
却在耶稣还没有定死以前就完全的被耶稣所悦纳。
And before Lord Jesus was crucified, it was completely accepted by the Lord.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
therefore, dear brothers and sisters,
你在你的日常生活里面有这个与主同死同复活的经历吗？
Do you have this experience in your daily life to die and to be resurrected with the Lord?
你有没有当每一个机会来的时候，你就在神的面前说，神啊，在这个时候我要认同你的死。
Do you have, when opportunities come before you, do you say to the Lord, at this time, on this thing, I will confirm your death with you? This is not easy. When things come to us, the first thing we think about is to reason.
为什么耶稣说, 温柔的人有福了呢?
Why does the Lord say the gentle ones are blessed?
因为他们必承受地土。
Because they will inherit the kingdom.
那你讲到一个温柔的人, 就是我的心向着耶稣, 向着神所安排的所有的环境, 我都说是。
This kind of person is one, the meek person is one who says yes under any circumstances that the Lord places them.
也就是彼得说的, 我们常存温柔敬畏的心来回答个人的问题, 这是雅各, 雅各说的。
James said that let us always have a gentle heart to answer others.
而彼得他说我们在各种苦难里面呢, 我们也要常常存着一个温柔敬畏的心。
And Peter said that let us have a gentle heart under all circumstances of suffering.
所以在这里讲到的是, 我们是不是对神所安排的人事物发生在我身上, 我都以谦卑的来领受。
This is talking about do we humbly accept all circumstances that the Lord places before us?
这就是讲到的与主同死的意思。
That's what is meant to die with the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
Dear brothers and sisters,
你有没有想过这个香膏是怎么做成的?
Have you thought about how is this fragrant oil made?
这里说是一瓶至贵的真拿达香膏。
It talks about a very expensive bottle of fragrant oil.
这个真拿达香膏是从一种植物上面的根部被砍下来，被提炼出来的。
It is chopped from the roots of a plant and refined, extracted from that.
它先要经过斧头的砍。
It first has to go through being chopped by an axe.
然后它要经过火的熬炼。
And then it has to go through a burning of fire.
它要被磨碎。
It has to be grounded.
最后成了炼成的香膏以后，要被装在瓶子里。
And then after it is extracted, it will be poured into, stored into a bottle.
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主啊，你知道你的使女爱你，她忠心服侍你。
Lord, you know your daughter, she loves you, that she serve you righteously.
主你的灵托住她。
That your Holy Spirit can hold on to her.
主她尽她所能的在服侍你。
That she's doing everything she's capable to serve you.
主你的平安与她同在。
May your peace be with her.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In our Lord Jesus' name. Amen.
我们讲到的这个香膏，它的做成是需要经过斧头砍，还有需要经过磨碎的。
When we talk about this oil, we know it first of all, it needs being chopped by an axe.
而它要发挥真正功用的时候，它却必须要被打碎。
And when it has to come fully functional, it has to be break down.
因为它是被装在一个玉瓶里面。
Because it was put in a vase.
弟兄姊妹, 摆在玉瓶里面, 你的香气就不能发出来。
Brothers and sisters, when you put this in a vase, that the fragrance cannot come out.
直到被打破。
Until the vase been broken.
我相信我们没有一个人愿意。 这样子被打破。
Brothers and sisters, I believe none of us is willing to be break down like this.
我们都愿意成为好看的样式。
And all of us want to have a good appearance.
我们希望外面人家看我们也是那么的完美。
And we wish like when people see how we appear, we are perfect.
所以我们在人的面前当有一些不如意的事，一些羞辱来的时候，我们总是尽量的抵挡。
So when the shame comes, we try to fight it off.
弟兄姊妹，这个保罗说到我们是好像一个瓦器。
And brothers and sisters, Paul said we are like the
clay.
We are like a clay vase.
而只有这个宝贝摆在我们里面。
And just only this precious in us.
当这个瓦器不打破的时候。
If a clay vessel is not broken,
这里面的这个能力宝贝就发不出能力来。
And this power cannot come out.
今天主在我们身上所做的就是这样的工作。
What Jesus done on us today is this work.
我们有很多人主是经过精心的设计把你装在玉瓶里面。
And many of us, we, Lord puts us in a very precious vase for His specific design.
在什么时候这个香气才能完全的出来呢？
And when exactly can this fragrance come out?
你必须被打碎。
It's because you have to be broken first.
而且用在主的身上。
And to be used on Jesus.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我不知道我们中间每一个人的光景。
I have no idea what is the situation.
可能你的情况很艰难。
Maybe your status is very difficult.
可能是你的工作环境。
And maybe it's your working environment.
可能是你的家庭光景。
And maybe it's your family.
甚至你的健康的情形。
And maybe it's your health.
都已经到了一个要被打碎的阶段。
Come to a point that you need to be broken down.
可是你如果心中有主。
But brother and sister, if you have the Lord in your heart.
你尽你所能。
You do everything you can.
而且你是愿意与主同死。
And if you are ready to die with Christ.
接受神所安排的所有的境遇
to accept whatever he arranged for you
神要说这是一件美事
and God says it is going to be a good thing
一件美事的第四个特点在这里也说到
and the fourth characteristic of a good thing
那就是
is this
第九节
it is a verse 9
他说我实在告诉你们普天之下无论在什么地方传这个福音总要述说这件事情
It says, it's verse 9?
Verse 9.
Mark 14, right?
不论在什么地方传福音总要述说这个女人所做的。
Just give me for one second. Surely I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world,What this woman has done will also be told as a memorial to her.
所以这个主耶稣充分的肯定他所做的这件事情要作为纪念。
So the Lord is assured that whatever be done, that he is going to be remembered.
今天我们所做的一些所有的事情，如果是说是为着福音的缘故
，whatever we done today, if it is for gospel.
可是我们这个福音如果只是带给人的，不是让人看到。主自己
But if this gospel is only done on man, but it's not to the Christ.
如果我们的重心都是在穷人的身上
If our focus on the poor people.
我们的重心都是让人看到人的需要怎么得到解决
If our focus is focused on the need to be met.
那这个福音只不过成了一根拐杖而已
But this gospel has only become a can.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹福音真正的内容是让我们看到那个为我们死而复活的主
The Bible says that the true gospel is to see the Christ who died and be risen again for us.
他本来有神那最最尊贵的荣耀的地位。
Originally, he has the most precious appearance, the most precious status of our Lord.
可是他为了我们，他死在十字架上。
But for us, he died on the cross for us.
他要把我们这个人买赎回来，再彰显他的荣耀。
Like he wants to buy back and.He wants to buy us back to be magnified, to have the Lord's grace magnified.
所以当我们在做所有的侍奉、所有的帮助人的事情的时候
，So whatever service we done for man,
尤其在传福音的时候
，Especially when we preach gospel,
我们是真的是以主为中心吗？
Do we really put Lord Jesus in the center?
是不是真的以他的心意为心意呢?
Do we really put his purpose as our purpose?
我再说一遍，很多的时候我们不清楚我们心里面的动机是什么。
And I need to say one more time, many times we do not know what is the motivation in our heart.
很多的时候我们不知不觉，我们就是为了一件工作，一个成果，我们在那里努力。
Many times we didn't even realize we are fighting for a result.
我曾经到在去探望过一个宣教士。
And once I went to see a preacher,
一个 missionary,
a missionary.
他到了一个新的环境里面，他很长的时间他不能适应。
When he went to a new environment, for a long time, he wasn't able to adopt.
尤其他的太太带着孩子再去的时候。
Especially when his wife, went to this place with his children.
这个时候又要接待很多地方来的短宣队。
Because they need to, invite a lot of, missionaries from all over the world.
当这一位我去探望这位宣教士的时候，他是整个他的侍奉是跌到谷底的时候。
When I went to see this missionary, his service was all the way on the bottom.
因为他的太太跟我分享了一件事情。
Because his wife shared one thing with me.
他说有一次有个短宣队的人来，要他们带他到附近的一个地方去传福音。
And once there was a short missionary came, he wants to bring this short mission to a different place to preach gospel.
当他们开车快到了那个场地的时候
，So when they almost got there,
发生了一个车祸
，And there was an car accident.
结果伤得蛮严重
，And a lot of people were injured.
这个宣教士的太太跟孩子马上就需要送到医院。
And this missionary's wife and children need to go to the hospital immediately.
而这两个来参加短宣的人，他们也是在同样的在欧洲，在也，所以他们自己开车来，是他们开的车。
And these two people, they drove on their own. These two people from a short mission, they drove on their own from Europe.
所以他们那个时候就做了一个决定。
So they make a decision right away.
就是你们两个受伤的人自己在这里等救护车来，我们两个要去传福音。
You two injured, stay here and wait for ambulance. We want to go ahead and preach gospel.
所以这一件事情对这个还水土还没有适应好的这个宣教士的太太造成了极大的伤害。
And this incident really did a big damage, to this wife.
所以为什么圣经里面说，常有人奉我的名医病、传道、赶鬼，可是你们有一天主说我不认识你们。
So that's why the Bible states that many of you try to heal, try to chase out the ghost in my name, but when the day comes, I do not remember you.
因为神最知道我们心里面到底是真的照着主的心来看每一件人事物吗？
Because God really knows that in our heart, do we use His heart to see people?
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，So dear brothers and sisters.
我不知道你是不是认为三十两的银子用在主的身上是一个浪费。
I do not know if you feel 300 dinars used on our Lord Jesus is a waste.
一年的工价。
It's a year's wage.
可是你如果再去想，有多少的宣教士，他们摆下了他们可以本来可以有的一些前途。
But if you think about it, there are so many missionaries, they give up their career.
他们的熟悉的环境。
They give up their home, their environment they are familiar with.
他们也在浪费他们的生命吗？
Are they wasting their life?
有多少的宣教士，他们站在那个山上的时候，有一位宣教士，我读的传记的时候。
There are so many missionaries. Once I read somebody's biography.
一个英国的宣教士，他在40年代，他到了中国的云南里面去传福音。
He was a missionary from England. During the 40s, he went to China Province, Yunnan.
他在20岁的时候就在伦敦可以开个人的钢琴演奏会。
When he was 20 years old, he was able to have his own personal concert.
他的家族在英国是上流社会的人。
Like his family in England is in the upper class.
他到了云南，在高山里面跟着少数民族传福音。
When he went to Yunnan, in the high mountains, he preaching gospel to these tribal people.
多少年就这样过去了。
And many years passed.
一个人都没有得救。
And there wasn't one person being saved.
他的传记里面说，当他有时候沿着那个山路走到悬崖边的时候。
In his biography, he said when he went along on the cliffside.
就有一个声音告诉他说
，And the voice came upon him，
说你干脆跳下去算了。
Why don't you just jump down？
你在这里浪费你的生命。
You are wasting your life here。
十年了，一个得救的人都没有。
It's been 10 years and there was not even one person being saved。
他的生命是浪费了吗
？Was his wife being wasted？ His life being wasted.
如果我们来看旧约里面讲到人犯的罪, 就要杀祭物, 要把它烧成燔祭。
If we see in the Old Testament that when somebody sinned, that he needs to offer sacrifice.
千千万万的牛羊就这样被烧掉。
Thousands and thousands of cows and lambs were being sacrificed, were being burnt offering.
这不是浪费吗?
Is this wasteful?
神的儿子竟然到人间成为代罪的羔羊。
God's Son came to this earth and became our sacrifice lamb.
为我们，为你，为我这样一个最不值得的罪人为我们死了。
And for you and for me, for these unworthy sinners.
这不是浪费吗?
It is wasteful.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
当神他看我们的价值超过这些价钱的时候,
when God sees our values surpass this price,
一点都没有浪费,
it is not wasteful at all.
当我们要帮助别人的时候,
when we want to help others,
我们心中有主吗?
Do we have Lord in our heart?
我们是尽其所能吗?
Are we doing everything we can?
我们所遭遇的一切事情, 我们是不是与主同死呢?
What are we suffering? Are we die with Christ?
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
如果我们常常记住前面的这三个特质,
if we remember the three characters,
或许我们的一点点的服事可以被主肯定。
Maybe our limited services that can affirm by our Lord.
在永远里面有一点价值。
In the eternity, that is the value to it.
请我们低头祷告。
And let's bow our head and pray.
恩主，我们把这些负担跟话语交在你的手里。
Dear Lord, we gave you these words.
主，求主你用着你的仆人所没有说出来的话。
May you use your servant that with all the unspoken words.
主啊，激励我们在座的人真的愿意为你活。
I encourage each one of us we can live for you.
而且我们活着的是常常是心中有主。
That for us to live that we can have you all the time.
是尽我们所能的。
That we can do everything we can.
而且我们也愿意与主同死。
And are willing to die with you.
对你所安排的所有的环境境遇，我们都说阿门。
For everything you arrange for me, we want to say Amen.
求主你肯定我们在你面前的心愿。
May Lord you confirm us our wish before you.
我们这样感谢祷告, 乃是奉主耶稣基督的名。
And in Lord Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.